Chapter 1. Laura's heart raced, nearly as fast as the stagecoach traveling the road from Yuma to Bullitt. She couldn't believe she was back in Arizona after 10 long years, let alone in collusion with Brody's sworn enemy. She wondered how long until her path crossed with Brody's. "Not long till we reach Bullitt, lovely Laura." She glanced at her companion, masking her disdain. Little Guy, as she thought of him, rather than by his given name of Jeffrey, had no idea how useful Laura was finding him.
"I'm sure I'll find it every bit as charming as you said, Jeffrey. And imagine a small town being prosperous enough to build a school."
There had been no school there 10 years ago.
"It was Paul's idea. Can't have hooligans running around the countryside with no education."
Little Guy smirked.
"Wait till he finds out I brought back a bona fide school teacher from Los Angeles."
Laura cast her eyes demurely downward.
"I hope he doesn't find it too presumptuous of me to simply arrive unannounced."
"Leave me to handle Pa."
She could almost see Jeffrey's chest puff with importance.
"And who, pray tell, is your sire, young man?" asked their coachmate, obviously a foreigner, judging by the man's clipped accent and city clothing.
While Jeffrey droned on with glowing attributes to his father, which Laura had already suffered through, she turned her attention to the passing scenery. Arizona's countryside had barely changed in the years since she had snuck over here from Yuma to see Brody. Would he even remember her? Being back still seemed surreal, all because of a random conversation overheard. Standing in line at the postal station, her ears had perked up when Jeffrey mentioned the town of Bullitt and boasted to a companion about his father's exploits there. According to Jeffrey, nothing could stop Hawk Sr. from taking over every lock, stock, and barrel, including a certain ranch owned by a bunch of ragtag losers who called themselves brothers. Brody's Ranch. Her heart twisted with sadness recalling the last time she had set eyes on Brody. Did he still hate her for what she had done? Determinedly, she had swallowed her distaste for Jeffrey Hawks and arranged a chance meeting, the first of several. Eventually, she let him talk her into going to Bullitt with him to teach in the town's new schoolhouse. She deserved an award for her acting ability as she pretended to be grateful to him for taking her under his wing. She knew, in order to pull this off, to spy on Jeffrey's father for Brody, it had to seem like it was all Jeffrey's idea she was here. Her hair, pale gold originally, had darkened over the years to a rich, burnished chestnut color kissed by the California sun and shot through with lighter strands. She wore spectacles. Not that she needed them, but she believed it made her look more like a schoolmarm, older than her 28 years. When they arrived in Bullitt and alighted from the coach, she glanced up and down the dust-trodden main street, as if seeing it for the first time.
"Why, Jeffrey, I don't see a single hotel or rooming house anywhere."
"There's a rooming house next street over, but it's too rough for a lady such as yourself. You'll stay at the ranch with Pa and I."
"Oh, I don't think that would be seemly at all. What might people think?"
she said demurely, secretly applauding the chance to get close to Hawk Sr., close enough to learn what his evil plans entailed.
"Don't you worry about what people think. My pa takes care of all that."
Seated in the comfy old ranch house kitchen of the Copper Moon Ranch, Brody Mason looked up as his surrogate brother, Braden, pulled up a chair.
"Got us some new intel on Hawks," Braden said.
Anytime one of them mentioned Hawks' name, the other six paid attention. The twins overheard Brady and joined them first. All the Masons hated the man with good reason. But Brody and the twins had an especially keen interest in seeing Hawks thoroughly and irrevocably destroyed.